What if I told you that the most toxic person in your life, the most toxic person amidst you right now, is you? There's a lot of people rolling into 2021. And I've already started seeing a couple different posts on my feed that say, going into 2021, people are saying, this is gonna be my year, 2021, new year, new me. You know, that's great. I salute you, because it's a good vibe. It's a good energy to have, you know what I mean? But here's something I really want you to internalize, and that is, a lot of people that are claiming even right now that this is what they are gonna do with their life, it's not the truth. Now, I'm not being a Debbie Downer when I say that. I'm just telling you that this is not necessarily the case. And the reason a lot of people aren't going to become who they claim they're going to be in 2021 is because they are still gonna bring 2020 habits into a new year. I think for a lot of people, they believe that they're gonna hit January 1st and they're just gonna be off to the races and everything's gonna 180 for them. And unfortunately, that's just not the way it works. You have to come into the new year with a real plan, with real goals, and you have to know what is it in you that has to change in order for you to achieve the desires that you have. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna talk through five things, just five, that people are going to have to change in order to be successful going into 2021. So let's just go ahead and let's just get going. The first thing you're gonna have to let go going into 2021 is toxic people. Now, let me tell you why letting go of toxic people. Let me tell you why letting go of toxic people is going to be so important going into 2021. So with everything we have going on in this world right now, with everybody that is losing their mind, with everyone who has been racist finally exposing themselves for who they are, you are going to need to be as transparent with yourself as you can possibly be. You don't need people around you that are going to be problematic, that are going to steal your energy, that are going to bring negativity about, that are going to have you doubting yourself, that are going to have you wondering if you're doing the right thing. And it is very, very easy when you have people in your midst that you welcome around you. Notice that in that very important word, the people that you welcome around you that are put in a position to steal your joy on a daily basis. Now, there's a lot of people that you're gonna allow into your circle that are gonna have the opportunity to be with you, learn you. And when people start to learn you, people feel comfortable pressing certain buttons as time passes. And the thing is that we teach people how to treat us. And if you teach people that it's okay to doubt you, you teach people that it's okay to tell you that what you're doing is a dumb idea, you teach people that when they are disloyal, that they are easily forgiven, then you posture them to believe that they can do whatever it is that they want. And in the long term, that can eventually hurt you as a person. So you've got to get to a place where if someone is not producing positive energy for you and putting you in a position to be successful, you need to get them out of the way. And I mean early. Now, I'm also going to add something else to this when I talk about toxic people. And a lot of people are going to hear this, and you may not agree to it right now in your mind, but tomorrow, as you're reflecting on the 31st, this is going to click to you. I hope you're listening. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. What if I told you that the most toxic person in your life, the most toxic person amidst you right now, is you? I'm gonna say it again for the folks in the back who have walked away from the phone and are just walking back. What if I told you that the most toxic person in your life right now is you? Because for someone to be identified in your life as toxic, you had to allow them to be around long enough in order for that person to become toxic for you. Meaning that you welcomed that toxicity into your life. That's a fact that a lot of people will not say up front, but it's the honest to God truth. The most toxic person in most people's lives is them. It's you. It's yourself. I can tell you that there was a time when I first joined the Army that I was really, really focused on being around the people that I saw were cool, that were dope, that were getting things done. And what I found out over time is that these people did a few things, and it was easy to target. They were the complainers of the group. This person didn't do this right. This person didn't do that right. It was the person that when it was time to get work done, you know why they look good? Because they refused to work. They let everybody else do it. But as soon as the person who makes the biggest check in the room, I'm not going to say boss, but the person that was the supervisor, the leader of the group, when they showed up, all of a sudden, now they want to do some quick heavy lifting. And then as soon as that person leaves, they would vanish into thin air. They're outside taking a smoke break. They're outside drinking a little bit. They chilling, doing whatever the case may be. These were, and what I found myself doing was kicking it with these people more often. And I used to be the hard charger, the hustler, the grinder, constantly in the gym, constantly working on my craft. And I eventually found myself complaining too. I found myself talking about this person is trash. This person doesn't know what they're doing. He, she, we didn't know. And guess what? Because I welcomed it, I began to adapt. And you know why? Because the people that you keep around you, you slowly begin to absorb those habits. Those habits begin to become a part of you. And when you allow that to happen, you end up becoming just as toxic. Now, here's the fun fact. When that person leaves, so if you leave that job, if you leave that city, you leave that school, whatever the case may be, if you still maintain those habits, you are as equally toxic as the person that you are claiming is toxic. Let that ring out real quick. Let that ring out. So guess what? If you deal with 5 toxic people over here and you absorb those habits, 1 or 2 of them. Now you go to this next location and you hang around toxic people and you absorb those habits. Now you gain 2 more. Now you're at 4. And over time, before you know it, you've got 10, 20 nasty habits that you have now picked up. And now you are toxic, reflecting on the person that was toxic, but they only had 1 thing that was toxic. And now you've absorbed like 12. Who's more toxic between the two? You. My recommendation to you is to eliminate toxic people the minute you identify their toxicity. I don't care how high, I don't care how low. If you tell them they're being toxic, you address it and make it clear that this is not a good look. I don't like it. It's a toxic habit. I think you and I should probably move this direction, and you try to be that beacon of light, hope, optimism, whatever the case may be. When they prove themselves to be the opposite of what you need in your life and they continue to be that, they immediately become a liability. Get rid of their ass. Get rid of them straight up. So that would be my number one. Number two thing you need to get rid of going into 2020, you need to get rid of your self-doubt. You got to get rid of your self-doubt. Here's the reason why. I will tell you that a lot of times we all have these dreams and they're mad big. I mean, like, they're big, gigantic, colossal, whatever it is you want to call them. We've all got these goals and all this stuff that we want to do, and it's so pretty on paper. It's pretty. It's gorgeous on paper. But what happens is that We look at what it is we want to do, like many people did at the start of 2020. And we said, we want to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as soon as you start trying to tackle all of these big, bad goals, what happens to people? Their dreams pull up on them and say, okay, I'm here now. You said you wanted me, right? I'm here. It's like going to fight somebody. You go pull up, you got your hands out, you ready to go. But then all of a sudden they pull these hands out and you figure out their hands just as quick as yours. You find out their hands hit harder than yours. What you gonna do? You gonna keep fighting? Or you gonna say, all right, you got it, you got it. A lot of people didn't even get to the part where the hands went up and both of you were swinging. They saw what it was and they quit because they realized that the challenge was too big. When what they should have did was broken down into smaller pieces that they could actually fight, they could handle, they could mitigate, they could maneuver around, pivot, whatever it is you want to call it. They could have done whatever it was and begin to make progressions, make those milestones, catch the momentum, or as I like to say, catch the wave, and make it to where they want to go to. The reason they didn't do it was real simple. The reason a lot of people didn't achieve their goals or at least progress towards achieving them, real simple answer on three. 1, 2, 3, self-doubt. They doubted themselves. And a lot of people doubt themselves because of number one, because they have negative people that tell them that their ideas are dumb, they're stupid, they'll never work, they don't make sense. Why are you trying this? It's not a good idea. And guess what? That same person that's telling you that what you're trying to do is not a good idea didn't have a plan walking into 2020. But you're going to take them into 2021 and you're going to take that self-doubt with you though, right? Nah, we ain't doing that this year. If you want to progress going into 2021, I need you to take the self-doubt out, drop it right at the door at 11:59 on the 31st. And I need you to walk into 2021, lock, cock, ready to rock, ready to get things done. That'd be number two, eliminate your self-doubt. The third thing that I recommend you get rid of heading into 2020, the third thing you need to get rid of is complacency. Let me tell you something. When this COVID stuff started, I would sit in my house and I would say, oh man, I get to sit at home and chill now. Do y'all understand how many hours of Call of Duty I racked up in like the first 3-4 weeks I was sitting at home? Yo, look, I never saw so many diamond. You've unlocked this achievement on my Xbox in my life. I was getting right. But I tell you what I saw that changed my whole perspective. Imagine you're sitting at home playing your games on your YouTube, just getting after it, cracking up, watching videos. By the way, I'm a big Deezy Zamero fan. I'm a big Abba and Preach fan. I listen to a lot of RZA Islam. So I'm just sitting up, rolling, laughing, and like cracking up, just chilling. And one day I logged on Facebook and I saw a good friend of mine. Matter of fact, he might be up here now. I saw my homeboy Simeon. And Simeon was taking, he had a couple pictures up with him and his lady. And now my man is about to get married. So Simi, if you're up here, congratulations, my guy. My guy is about to get married, man. And I said, oh, look, my man is moving up. He's doing big things. He's about to have him a wife. That's dope. And then I saw another friend online and he posted a picture of a binder. And this binder was like, this is my head. And I got a very large head. The binder was like that thick. And that was picture number one. Slide right. And picture number two, on the front cover, it was his business plan. This man spent his first month sitting at home writing his business plan because he had nothing else to do. So he said, now is my time. Now is my chance. I watched a man cultivate his relationship and culminated asking his girl to marry him. And I watched the man sit at home and cultivate his dreams. And now he's prepared to start his business going into 2021. And I sat there and I said, well, you know, at least I got to unlock all them boxes on Xbox. Hey, and I felt so stupid. I felt real stupid because I realized I was wasting my time. I was wasting my effort. I had been at home for a month, only done one podcast episode total. But I was literally sitting at home. What am I getting at? What I'm trying to say to you is that COVID exposed to a lot of people that these dreams that you say you got that are so big, they ain't that big. COVID exposed to me, and this is something out of this topic, I really want you to take this away. If you don't have a hard plan, your dreams are soft. Whew. I'm gonna say it again, because somebody probably needs to hear that again. If you don't have a hard plan, your dreams are soft. Facts don't care about your feelings, bro. If you care enough about what it is that you want to do, you will put in the effort to make it happen. You will not get comfortable in the fact that I'm still getting a check. I am sitting at home. Stimulus checks coming. Shout out to the stim check, though, by the way. Too bad it wasn't 2K. But anyway, all these opportunities popped up throughout the year, and so many people were just comfortable in the fact that everything was going their way. They were still getting paid. I'm still living. I'm happy. I got my crib. I'm relaxing. And that is what destroys people. And eventually you watch your friends, you watch your family start to progress and move up in the world. And as they begin to move up, you start saying to yourself, you know what? Damn, my business plan could be done too. I could have wrote that book. I could be in incredible shape because I've been at home, but I've been ordering takeout every night. Yo, somebody out there hears me right now. I know they do. I know they do. They don't want to say it, but I know they do. The point I'm getting at is don't get too comfortable. The minute you start getting comfortable, it's time to step on to the next thing. COVID opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people. It's been a very rough time. It's been a challenge. Wearing the masks can be fatiguing at times. Lack of oxygen when you're wearing it. I got it. But there was a lot of chances to do well. If you want to do better going into 2021, don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent. Make a hard plan or your dreams are going to remain soft. Number three, avoid complacency. The fourth thing, and I'm going to wrap these last two up a little bit quicker because I know I'm burning through people's time right now. The fourth thing I would tell you that you need to deter from, and this is very, very important here. The fourth thing I tell you you need to leave in 2020. Are regrets. Now, I went through a lot in 2020. In fact, these past couple of years. So I lost my grandfather at the beginning of 2017, going into my master's degree. I finished my master's in 2019. And when I finished, my grandmother began to show signs of cancer. And now my grandmother has been diagnosed with dementia, and it started to get worse over time to the point that I've had to start considering taking care of her and moving her into my house to make sure she's straight. And what it taught me over the years as I started going through more and more and more was you cannot feel bad so much that you can't move forward. I said to myself for the longest, I should have brought my granddad to live with me. I should have brought my grandmother to live with me. I shouldn't have taken this job in the Army because I knew the workload it would require. And I just kept looking at mistake after mistake after mistake. And the problem that a lot of people have is that we focus on these mistakes so much that we don't take time to show gratitude for the things that did go right. And when you don't take time to show gratitude for what went well, how can we expect God to give us more blessings? You spend more time complaining about what you didn't get versus what God actually did give you. I'm a firm believer that until you've forgiven yourself, it's very, very hard to forgive others and to move forward. It's just not possible. Not at the level that you want it done at. So number four, I'd highly encourage you, any regrets that you have in your life, have that come to Jesus moment and you need to start that recovery process. Now, number five that I'd recommend to you, getting rid of it before you go into 2020. I would recommend that you get away from the thought process that you don't need help. Get out the thought process that you don't need help and that you don't need someone to help in the building process. I shared this with a friend the other night, and I could tell that it hit him pretty hard. There's a lot of people that will tell you, I don't need nothing. I'm independent. I got this. I built this by myself. And granted, you physically took the actions to build the foundation that you currently sit upon. Of course, with God being the foundation. Message. But what I'm really getting at is that in order for you to achieve what you have, you had to receive the information from somewhere. Now check this out. Take this with you. This is what got my friend and caught him off guard too. If I'm gonna make a recipe, I told him, if you're gonna make a recipe, a lot of people will look online, will buy products from the store, and on the back of the box or somewhere, it'll have this recommended recipe and we'll try it out. If we take this box and we take this recipe, or we go online and we pull this recipe up, it tells us these are the ingredients you have to go and get. It tells us this is how long you have to stir. This is how much you have to put in. This is how long it's got to cook. Don't let it cook too long or it's going to burn. Don't let that souffle stay in the oven too long or this might happen. Don't make a bunch of noise around a souffle, because if you do, that cake going to fall. You get my point. So, what am I trying to say? If you've ever done a recipe before and you had to read on the back of the box, someone else wrote what was on the back of that box. And it's the exact same as you standing in front of that person and them telling you, go get this, go get that. Now put this in here. Now stir it this long. Now cook it this long. Let it stay this long. Let it cool off this long. I recommend you garnish it with this. If someone had to tell you that, that is a form of still seeking help. It's still a form of seeking help. So let me ask you this. Why is it that we're so willing to seek help why is it that you're willing to seek help with recommended ways to make food, but some of y'all have been talking about bossing up, being millionaires, being rich, having this successful business, having family members that you have better relationships with, you have all of these mental health problems, and people won't go see a therapist? Why is it that you've got all these problems and you won't go see a therapist for it? Why is it that you want to get your fitness in order, but you aren't willing to send that quick message to a friend on Facebook and say, hey, I got these problems going on. I haven't been losing this weight. I haven't seen the productivity I wanted to see in the gym. Yo, put me on. How do you do this workout? Am I lifting this right? Am I running too long? Why? None of that. People are unwilling to. I want to do a business, but I got a friend that I know for a fact is running a successful business online, but I won't consult with them to learn. Last time I checked, my Bible said that you should seek wise counsel. That's just me. I don't know. Maybe we're reading two different books. But last time I checked, if it's still the same, I'm pretty sure somewhere in there it says something about seeking wise counsel. You have to seek counseling. It's okay. No one's going to judge you. No one's going to knock you for it. In fact, I clap for you if you decide to go and seek counseling from people in order to grow to the level that you desire to reach. It's okay. When I was a kid, I had to seek counseling to know how to ride a bike. When I was in school, I had to seek the education from a teacher to get to this master's degree and next in line to start tackling this law degree that I'm working on right now. As I was growing up as a young man, like I said in my previous video, I had a village around me. I had Douglas, I had Joanne, I had Mike. Shout outs to Mike up here. I had Danielle, I had Deontay. I had all these family members and friends that they kept me straight. They kept me on the right path, but I didn't know until I asked the question. And it didn't matter how stupid it sounded, I didn't care. I'm not in a place where I care that much. And it goes back to what we talked about earlier about getting your pride out of the way so you can get to what you desire in life. It's okay. If you get better, isn't that the only thing that mattered in the first place? I'm gonna go with a hard yes. Number five, very, very important. Going into 2021, seek wise counsel. Get rid of the pride that prevents you from seeking the assistance that could expedite your time to getting to what it is that you desire out of life. So, with that being said, guys, I apologize for being late on live, but this is my top five that you should leave in 2020. In the comments, once I close, I'm gonna definitely share this video. In the comments, please write what it is that you think people should leave in 2020. Because everything I just told you is what I personally wrote down for myself that I plan on leaving. And if you've got something else I can consider, I would love to hear your thoughts. So in the meantime, in between time, as always, much love. If I'm not up here again tomorrow, which I doubt it because I'll probably be somewhere writing a book. Hey, I love y'all. Be safe. Wear a mask. I'm still shaky on this virus. I'm still shaky on this vaccine. Move your dreams. Move the world. I'm out of here. Peace.